Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is John chapter 7, verses 32 through 39. The Reverend Mark Raby is preaching. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from John chapter 7. The chief priests and Pharisees sent officers to arrest him. Then Jesus said, "I will be with you a little longer, and then I am going to him who sent me. You will seek me, and you will not find me. Where I am, you cannot come." The Jews said to one another, "Where does this man intend to go that we will not find him? Does he intend to go to the dispersion among the Greeks and teach the Greeks? What does he mean by saying, 'You will seek me, and you will not find me,' and 'Where I am, you cannot come'?" On the last day of the feast, the great day, Jesus stood up and cried out, "If anyone thirsts, let him come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as the scripture has said, out of his heart will flow rivers of living water." Now, this he said about the Spirit, whom those who believed in him were to receive. O Lord, have mercy upon us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I have one child in my family who does not deal well with anxiety when it comes to a big trip. As missionaries, we often went on many long excursions. For instance, the Africa Field is having their annual retreat this week. And so to get ready and prepare to pack and to know that there would be a number of flight connections and travel, there was a sense of anxiety. And so my oldest, as many times as he had traveled from the time he was 10 until the time he was 18, it was still a sense of anxiety. He often never slept the whole night before. Even if he had plenty of time to prepare, he usually was packing his bags the last hour before the van would leave for the airport. Anxiety and the sense of urgency, sense of something coming, the sense of unknown, even though he knew his friends, his colleagues, there was still that sense of urgency, that sense of anxiety that always built up in him. There was the anticipation. And you can almost sense that anticipation in our text today. Not only as we are in this fifth week of Lent, we're almost on the verge of Holy Week. There is a sense of anticipation that is building up. We know what's coming. We've heard the story over and over again. Holy Week, triumphal entry, the betrayal, the Last Supper, the events in the Garden of Gethsemane, the trial and the crucifixion, and Jesus' rest in the tomb. There is a sense of anticipation, a sense of perhaps anxiety. We know what is coming. We also see in our text today that people are beginning to connect the dots. Not the events of Holy Week, but something else. Those mentioned in our text today have seen and heard about the miracles of Jesus. They have heard his teaching. Could this be the Messiah? Could this be the prophet? And the Pharisees and the chief priests are concerned. But why are folks in the temple area gathered there in Jerusalem to hear all this? It's a festival. It's the Feast of Booths, the commemoration of the wilderness wandering when God's people wandered for 40 years before entering into the Promised Land, where God had miraculously cared for and provided for his people for those 40 years. There was bread, manna, there was water from the rock of Massa and Meribah. Even though they grumbled and complained repeatedly, God still provided for his people. Their clothes, their shoes did not wear out. And so now God's people in the temple and in the surrounding areas, as they walk through these 7 days of and 8 days of remembrance, are remembering those 40 years of provision during that week-long feast. And it's during that time that Jesus is teaching in the temple, and the Jewish leaders are deeply concerned by what the people are saying about Jesus. And so they send the temple police to arrest Jesus. But that won't happen until God's timing. But that's when our text comes in. Jesus does as only Jesus can do. Brings a little irony to the situation. As those temple police are there on the lookout for Jesus, Jesus says, "I will be with you a little longer, and then I'm going to him who sent me. You will seek me, and you will not find me. Where I am, you cannot come." The police are sent to find Jesus, and Jesus speaks of going where they cannot find him. Confusion amongst the Jews. They wonder, where will he go? Will Jesus go to the dispersion amongst the Greeks and teach the Greeks? No. Jesus is speaking of what they cannot know. He's going to the cross, something they will play a part in, him going there, but only in God's timing, not right now. But we can sense it already. Time is short. As Jesus will later say in John 35, "The light is among you for a little while longer. Walk while you are in the light, lest darkness overtake you. The one who walks in the darkness does not know where he is going. While you have light, believe in the light, that you may become sons of light." And while we've entered into the season of spring, and the days are indeed getting brighter and lighter, the light is actually dimming. That day of Christ's return is coming, and it's coming quickly. It's not only about Lent, but life. This season of Lent puts it right before us. Repent. Repent. While you have the light, believe in the light. While the word of the gospel is put before you, believe the gospel. The reality is the light exposes our sin, our rebellion against God, against God's law, the blatant sins and the comfortable sins. Of these we are called to repent. And the message is just as much for you as it was for the first hearers. The light has come. The Savior is here in your midst, right before your face. Believe in the light. For those today who don't know Christ Jesus, and for those then as well, there's still time. Repent and believe the gospel. He's ready to forgive and deliver you life and forgiveness. So Jesus is going away. His going away was not to get away from the Jewish leaders, to flee because he was afraid, but out of willing obedience to his Father. He's speaking of his mission to the cross. He's going where no one else can go, to carry the sins of the entire world, for humanity's sake, to restore life and bring salvation to all who would believe in him. And this is open to all by Christ and received by faith. This is a free gift that Christ gives. He offers. It's open. Jesus wants all to become sons of light, heirs of salvation. And for all who believe in him, for you who believe in him, your life is now bound up together in his, with his victory on the cross. For everyone who has been born of God overcomes the world, is his promise. And this is the victory that has overcome. Your faith in Christ Jesus. So we live in a time, well, perhaps we don't live in a time of urgent expectation. Maybe we should check ourselves. But we do live in a time of urgent expectation. Even as Lent draws us to Easter, even as Christians we long for that last day, as we look around us, we perhaps pray even more, "Amen, come, Lord Jesus." But during this urgent time, it's a call of repentance and to seek God where he can be found. As Isaiah said, "Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near. Let the wicked forsake his way and the unrighteous man his thoughts. Let him return to the Lord that he may have compassion on him, and to our God, for he will abundantly pardon." This is a call to seek the Lord where he can be found. If one is seeking of the God of Israel, look no further than Jesus. Where will you find him? You'll find him on the cross, that terrible cross, the cross that has been transformed to a place where mercy and abundant pardon flow. But some will answer the call and seek the Lord differently. The Jews will continue to seek God in the study of Torah, in the temple rites, and the festivals of the Old Covenant. God is no longer there. God is where the new Torah, the Word made flesh, where the temple, the new sacrifice, the new Israel, the new covenant are found in Jesus. God is not found, though, in the things that sinful humans may trust. Indeed, as Luther says, the heart is an idol factory. We can make anything out of a God, make God out of anything, if you fear it or love it or trust it more than him. And to this, God calls us to repent. If your trust is in anything other than Jesus, repent. And when you repent, you can be assured that in his compassion, Jesus will abundantly pardon. He will deliver you. He will deliver you as forgiveness, won on the cross for you. Deliver he will through his word, through his supper, through baptism lived out daily, through absolution. His forgiveness and peace are found only where he promises to be. This obedient Son, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world. Jesus was misunderstood that day. Would he go to the diaspora amongst the Greeks? No, actually, the Greeks would soon come to him. They would come to Philip during Holy Week and say, "Sir, we wish to see Jesus." Even in their misunderstanding, the Jewish leaders spoke a truth. Just as Caiaphas, it's expedient that one man die for the people. So whether it was during Holy Week upon the cross, Jesus will be the standard that draws all humanity to himself. Time is short. Lent is almost over. We can anticipate it. Missionaries are here for the last week. Time is short. Your orientation's almost done. But then there's the rest. Transition. Perhaps some moves in between. Visas to be acquired, bags to be packed, houses to be sold, Lord willing. People will buy them so that you can pack and prepare to go. It's a time of preparation and then deployment to the field and transitions ahead. There's perhaps a little bit of anxiety. Time is quickly flowing from Lent into Easter, and during this time of preparation, a season to repent, we're called to return to the Lord, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love, so that he may have compassion on you. For he will abundantly pardon. And there's more to come. Easter in the empty tomb, Pentecost in the Spirit, the last day in the resurrection and the new creation, where sin and death will reign no more, and all flow out and are found only in Jesus, and receive by faith in him that wonderful good news. Amen. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.